Hey, thank you so much. Yes, Mike and Kim and the good stuff. Let's talk a little business before we talk all of the good stuff. Tri-State Livestock News. They are your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of their publication is tailored to the cattleman, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. It is Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to go visit valentine.com or .org. Check out that website. You'll find a list of about 50 things or more to do here in the Valentine and Cherry County area, where you like to just kind of see the scenic sandhills, play golf. We haven't talked about that. We got the Prairie Club, the Caprock Club. Also, we got, of course, Frederick's Peak Public Golf Course designed by Tom Lehman right here in Valentine. So if you like to golf, well, you can check it out right here in Cherry County. Go to visitvalentine.com for more details. You know, about 24 hours ago on the program, we started something about Fred and Martha, who had been out on a date a couple of times, and Martha was thinking some different things. Fred was worried about his oil change and those kind of things in that conversation. If you remember that, we're going to pick that up and finish that for you today about the differences between men and women and the way we think.
And so Fred is thinking,
they'll probably say that it's only a 90-day warranty on my vehicle.
And Martha is thinking, maybe I'm just too idealistic, waiting for a knight to come riding up on his white horse, when I'm sitting right next to a perfectly good person, a person I enjoy being with, a person I truly do care about, a person who seems to truly care about me, a person who is in pain because of my self-centered schoolgirl romantic fantasy.
And of course, Fred is thinking nothing the same. Warranty. They want a warranty? I'll give them a warranty. I'll take this warranty and I'll stick it right up there.
Fred!
What?
Please don't torture yourself like this, she says, her eyes beginning to brim with tears. Maybe I should never have. Oh dear, I feel so...
What?
I'm such a fool. I mean, I know there's no knight in shining armor. I really know that. It's silly. There's just no knight and there's no horse.
Horse? What horse?
You think I'm a fool, don't you?
No, says Fred, glad to finally know the correct answer.
It's just that, I need some time.
There's a 15-second pause while Fred, thinking as fast as he can, tries to come up with a safe response. Finally, he comes up with one that he thinks might work. Yes, he says. Martha, deeply moved, touches his hand.
Oh, Fred, do you really feel that way?
What way? Said Fred.
That way, about time.
Oh, says Fred. Yes. Martha turns to face him and gazes deeply into Fred's eyes, causing him to become very nervous about what she might say next, especially if it involves a horse. At last, she speaks.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you, says Fred. We continue on with the differences between how men and women think. Fred then takes her home, and she lies on her bed, a conflicted, tortured soul, and weeps until dawn, whereas when Fred gets back to his place, he opens a bag of Doritos, turns on the TV, and immediately becomes deeply involved in a rerun of a college basketball game between two South Dakota junior colleges that he's never heard of before. A tiny voice in the far recesses of his mind tells him something major was going on back there in the car, but he's pretty sure that there's no way that he would ever understand what, and so he figures it's better if he doesn't think about it.
The next day, Martha will call her closest friend, or perhaps two of them, and they will talk about this situation for 6 straight hours. In painstaking detail, they will analyze everything she said and everything he said, going over it time and time again, exploring every word, expression, and gesture for nuances of meaning, considering every possible ramification. They will continue to discuss this subject off and on for weeks, maybe months, never reaching any definite conclusions, but never getting bored with it either.
Meanwhile, Fred, while playing racquetball one day with a mutual friend of his and Martha's, will pause just before serving, frown, and say, Norm, did Martha ever own a horse?
And that's the difference between men and women.
Well, I hope you were able to follow all along on that two-part story. Again, if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.